In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him, love him in the morning, love him in the noontime. Love him, love him when the sun goes down. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. It's all about praising God. It's all about loving God. It's all about being with Jesus. It's all about surrendering our lives back to him. Do you know that he looked for a surrender every day, that we would surrender our lives to him as we praise him? Last night, I went to the glory meeting, and I realized I haven't been praising God as much as I need to be. And so the Lord is saying, praise me because I'm worthy of praise. Praise me because I'm the Lord. Praise me because I love you. Praise me because I have got plans for you. I'm looking at Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you have known me. Do you know that the Lord knows you? He searches you. He knows who you are. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. Do you know that the Lord has his eye upon you? He knows everything about you. When you sit down, he knows you're sitting down. When you stand up, he knows you're standing up. You discern my thoughts from afar, even the bad thoughts. What happens when we get those bad thoughts? We dismiss them immediately. Immediately. We all are subject to those bad thoughts. We just dismiss them immediately. You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. He is acquainted with all your ways. He loves you. He knows everything about you. You have the DNA of God in you, and he is for you. He is never against you. Do you know that today? That the only thing we need to do is to surrender and to praise his name. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. God is not into surprises. He knows what I'm thinking. He knows what I'm feeling. He knows what I'm going through. He knows the next word that's on my mouth. He knows these things. You hem me in before and behind. Oh, yes, God, you are before me. You are behind me. You are above me. You are below me. And you lay your hand upon me. How does he lay his hand upon you? With great love. With great love. He has love for you. This is a mighty, mighty word of God, that he lays his hand upon your head with great love. God does not condemn you. God says, I love you. And from love, you can be able to confess your sins and to repent. Just the other day, Anthony prayed with a psychic woman, and she gave her life to Jesus. He didn't say, you're a sinner, you're miserable. He said, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And so he prayed with her. And what happened? She gave her life to Jesus. I am not into calling people wicked. I'm into saying God has a plan for people's lives. He loves us. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. I can't attain it. It's a gift. It's a gift that He lays His hand upon you today. Whatever you're going through, He knows what you're going through. He has plans for your life. You say, but my thoughts are so dark. Dismiss them in the name of Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. Give Him everything. Where can I go from your spirit? I can't go any place. That where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. I can't shake Him. He's with me. He's in me. He's around me. He's for me. He's with you. He's in you. He's around you. He's for you. If I take the wings of the morning and settle in the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. This is all about God and how He cares for us. We are the sheep of His pasture. Baa! We belong to Jesus. He is our shepherd. He knows everything about us, and He loves us. We're going to hear about Matthew, how he worked for the Romans, and how Jesus called him to leave his tax booth and follow Him. And Jesus made him one of the apostles. Oh yes, He knows everything about you, and He has plans for your life. Praise God. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him when the sun goes down. Well, I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. I couldn't keep it to myself. I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. Even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. I remember one day in the seminary, I was having a hard time, and I put my hands on my head, and I was transported before the throne of God. It was completely dark, but it was peaceful. I was in the presence of the Lord. I was with Him. He knew what I was going through. He cared about me. He had plans for me even then. You see, He lays His hands upon you. The night is as bright as the day, and the darkness is as light to you. Are you in darkness today? He's with you. Are you in darkness today? He's for you. Are you in darkness today? He has plans for you. For it was you who formed my innermost being. Do you know that when you were in the womb of your mother, He formed you and your innermost being? He knows everything about you. He called you to praise Him. He called you to love Him. He called you to adore Him. Oh yes, it's all about surrendering our life to Him. You know, what happens when we receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism of the Spirit? God begins to work powerfully in our lives, to our lives, through our lives. I don't know where I would be without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I never would be here today if God did not baptize me in the Holy Spirit. And yet only 20% of Catholics have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and not many of them are using the power of God. How we need to use the power of God. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You are not a mistake. He knit you in your mother's womb. But I wasn't planned for. He planned for you. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. 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 Again I say rejoice. 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 Again I say rejoice. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you hear that? You are fearfully and wonderfully made, called to be His from all eternity. He formed you in your mother's womb. You are not a mistake. You are His. He called you to be His. I remember once saying, the Lord is telling me that someone's out there that's going to be a priest, and they're saying no. And this young man heard me, and he followed the direction of the Spirit, and he's a priest now. You see, God knows these things. He knew what was on my mind. He put it there. This is wonderful. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that I know very well my frame was not hidden from you. I have a big frame. It was not hidden from the Lord. He called me to be His from all eternity. Do you know that He called you to be His from all eternity? Not only when you gave your life to Jesus, but for all eternity, He called you to be His. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes beheld my unformed substance. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. The thoughts that God has for you are more than the sand, more than the stars of the sky. God's thoughts for you are wonderful. God's thoughts for you are redemption. God's thoughts for you are surrender. God's thoughts for you is mercy. And they are more than the sands of the sea. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O Lord, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of your maliciously and lift themselves up against you are evil. We do not want to speak against the Lord, even when we're having a hard time. What do we need to do? Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. I love this next one. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. O God, search us. Search us with love. Search us with mercy. Search us with kindness. Let us know, O God, that you search us. And if you find any way that's not of you, give us the grace to repent. Oh, yes, Capernaum was the place where you did most of your miracles. Oh, yes, and yet you cursed them. Why? Because they did not repent. We need to repent of our sins. I heard a pastor say, once you give your life to Jesus, you don't need to repent. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. We need to repent. We need to give our lives back to Jesus. We need to give him everything. We need to surrender. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at Luke 5. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake called Galilee, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. It was perfect acoustics that he would preach the word of God. And you know, he preached the word of God with authority. He is the authority. He cast out demons with authority. He healed the sick with authority. He touches you and heals you with authority. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And what does he do with that authority? He gives it back to the church, to you and to me. He calls us to speak with authority. With authority. I was praying with someone yesterday who had a pain in his stomach. And as I was praying, he said, I feel the warmth of God. The authority of Jesus was with me by the grace of the living God. By the grace of the living God. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch. Go fishing in the deep. Simon answered, Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. It sounds like the church working very diligently and catching very little. I'm going to tell you why. Because we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to catch men and women. We need the power of God to catch men and women. Yet, if you say so, I will let down your nets. And he doubted. And when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. I want to catch so many people that I can't handle them in the name of Jesus. I want to catch you for Christ, that you would give your life to Christ. I told you about Tim Tracy. He sent me a booklet about what God had done when I preached the word of God to him and how his whole life was changed. How we need to catch fish in the form of people. How we need to tell people about the love of God on Calvary, that he shed his blood for us, that he has plans for us, that he forgives us our sins through the power of his blood. I thank God for the cross. I thank God for what he did on the cross. I would have nothing without the cross and resurrection of Jesus. I thank God for the cross of Jesus. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and to help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When God does something, he knows how to do it. God knows how to do things. Let's praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him, love him in the morning, love him in the noontime. Love him, love him when the sun goes down. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. We have caught nothing all night, and I doubt we're going to catch anything now. But when they have the catch, he realizes, This is the Lord. I am a sinful man. Depart from me. You might know that you're a sinful person. Jesus doesn't say, Depart from me. He says, Here I am to forgive you. I have plans for you. I love you. I want you. I need you. I have everything in store for you. You might say, But I'm sinful. So was Peter. He doubted. That's why he falls down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me. I'm a sinful man. We remember in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, the Lord touches Isaiah with the coal to his lips. And Isaiah sees the Lord, and he says, Depart from me, because I am a sinful man. And the Lord says, I'm going to send you to the people of God, and who you're going to speak to them. You see, God doesn't condemn. God loves. God forgives. God has mercy. When Peter saw it, he fell down at his knees, saying, Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. Oh, I love that. The Bible tells us so many times, Do not be afraid. Why? Because we are tempted to be afraid. Tempted, we cannot pay our bills. Tempted, because maybe God doesn't forgive us. Do not be afraid. I am with you always, even unto the end of time. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. When John Paul was in Boston, he told the people of God, Do not be afraid. You are loved with an everlasting love. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. Oh, yes, that's my job, to catch people in the loving nets of Jesus Christ, to catch people so that they might give their lives to Jesus, to catch people so that they might surrender their lives. When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. They left everything, even their boats, to follow Jesus. What are you leaving today to follow Jesus? Are you leaving your sin? Are you leaving your turmoil? Are you leaving your torment to follow Jesus? Are you surrendering your life to him? Do you give him everything that you have? Are you his? Do you know that you're his, and that he knows everything about you, and he loves you? He knows the great sins that you committed, and he wants to forgive you. You know, it tells us in John 20, whose sins you forgive, church, will be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. We have that sacrament of penance, and we do what Jesus told us to do, to forgive sins, to forgive sins, to forgive sins, and to be filled with the Spirit of God. Verse 12. Once when he was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. Then he saw Jesus. He bowed his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean. If you choose, you can make me clean. Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do choose. Be made clean. Lord, if you choose, you can forgive my sins. If you choose, you can forgive my sins. Go to confession. God wants to forgive your sins. He wants to give you a new life. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you would know his love and his mercy. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. He knows everything about you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.